You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I also spoke with curator and co-director of Season Gallery, Francis McWannon, about the gallery's exhibition of Robin Kahukiwa's work Tangata Whenua, which is currently being shown at the gallery and open late for Late Night Art 2. Here's that conversation now. Let's begin talking about Tangata Whenua, this exhibition you've got at the moment showing the works of Robin Kahukiwa. Can you give me a broad overview of the show to begin with?
Absolutely. So the show is composed of 8 works made between the end of last year and this year by Robin. They are works that traverse 2 main sort of themes, the first of which is confronting colonialism and its continuing effects, and the other is uplifting Māori by celebrating sovereignty that endures. So there's a whole body of work, 5 works, of which 2 are paintings and 3 are coloured pencil works on paper, which are called the Sovereign Series or Form the Sovereign Series. And those are new works that sort of almost act as an answer to the other 3 works in the show, sort of standing against those ongoing colonial wrongs and creating a sense of empowerment for Māori.
Robin obviously has a very long history of working in this space. Would you like to speak to how this show, I guess, builds on or extends Robin's previous work?
Absolutely. I always find one of the really interesting elements of Robin's work is that it has these kind of core, these sort of po almost that support it of mana wahine, mana whenua, and mana motuhake, and they're these sort of recurrent themes that come back through her works over the years from really the 1970s, but sort of most especially from around about 1990 on. The work has sort of had these very strong cores or these very strong pillars. And then what sort of happened over the course of the years is that different bodies of work have found different ways of treating these kind of core ideas. The new works are among the most bold and strong that Robin has made, in our view. They continue her practice of speaking truth to power, really, and critiquing the structures of inequality and injustice that persist in Aotearoa New Zealand, and do that with a kind of fresh urgency. I think a lot of people who've come into the show have felt as though Robin is really underscoring the need for a positive change. There's almost like a particular sense of urgency right now in these works.
And I guess that's sort of reflected in the election air that we're breathing at the moment, it feels.
Absolutely, absolutely. These works feel especially resonant at this point in time. Yeah.
Hey, do you want to, because we're on the radio and listeners can't see the works, do you want to run me through some of the pictorial elements of the paintings and what they actually convey visually?
Certainly. So the Sovereign Series works, each one of those works shares a sort of basic compositional structure. So you have a figure standing in the whenua. All but one of the works includes a maunga in the form of an upoko, and that sort of speaks to strong connections between the people who are shown in the sort of foreground of the images, their whenua, but also their connection to tipuna, who are embodied in that sort of ancestral maunga. All of those works include a huia flying overhead as an emblem of rangatiratanga, and include the United Tribes flag, which is an emblem of sovereignty in Robin's practice. So that's those 5 works. The other 3 are more complicated to sum up, and I won't attempt it, but one shows a wahine Māori behind bars and speaks about the appalling imbalance in incarceration statistics in this place, and another is called Cause and Effect, and explores homelessness as a product or a consequence of colonisation.
There are no small issues that Robin's tackling. What do you think it is about the medium of painting specifically that allows her to do so so vividly and in such a confronting way?
Well, interestingly, this show includes three works in coloured pencil, which are sort of striking in their own right, although I suppose they're operating in a similar kind of pictorial sense to paintings. I would say that one of the sort of features of image making that Robin kind of leans into is this ability to lay down clear symbols and deliver clear narratives and messages, but at the same time to create spaces that are available for viewers to pour their own ideas into, to kind of project their own interpretations upon. And Robin's work determinedly and consistently, I think, strikes this balance between delivering clear messages, unambiguous messages that are sort of, as I suggested before, kind of speaking truth to power, and at the same time create these beautiful fields in which people can imagine all kinds of different stories. That's something that is common across so much art making, and certainly across image making, but you get a particularly strong sense of it, I think, in these new works.
You are spending time in the gallery and watching people respond to these works. Do you have anything you'd be able to share about how people are taking them in and how they're, I guess, functioning in the gallery space?
Certainly. We at Season tend to receive visitors. I don't know exactly what the reason is, but the kinds of people who come through the door tend to respond very immediately and warmly is perhaps not quite the right word in the context of this exhibition, because obviously some of the themes are distressing and upsetting for people, but they're in sympathy with the kaupapa of the show. What we found with two of the works Incarcerated and Survivor, which were shown at Auckland Art Fair, Aotearoa Art Fair earlier this year, those two works really ruffled feathers in that context. Not with everybody, obviously, but a number of the visitors who came by, you could see them sort of huffing and puffing when they were seeing the works. And so within the space where they were kind of being encountered by people who maybe hadn't chosen to walk through the door of the gallery but had just kind of encountered them by chance, they were doing different work, and I think important work. One of the key functions of Robin's practice, she always speaks about her primary audience being a Māori audience, but when Pākehā audiences, perhaps more conservative audiences, encounter the works, they do other and important work too. And that's something we really notice with those works in the context of the fair.
If people would like to come and see the works themselves, they are part of Art Week. How can people get to see them?
Absolutely. We're open, the show is open until the 14th of October, and we're open Wednesday through Saturday. Wednesday through Friday we're open 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Saturday it's 11 till 3 p.m. Then on Thursday the 12th of October, as part of Art Week, there is the open late night, which will be running from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. So that's Thursday, 12 October in the Central City. You just come into the gallery as you would ordinarily, and it'll be quite a resonant condition in which to see the works. There's something really special about not only the Art Week event, but kind of nighttime in the city, everything lit up and lots of people humming around. I think it will be a really lovely context in which to experience this powerful show.
That was curator and co-director of Season Gallery, Frances McWannell, speaking with me about Tangata Whenua, the current exhibition of recent and new works from Robin Kahukiwa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.